person or two seater type, two cushions. It's smaller than a couch or a sofa.
Would you say it, please?
A love seat.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you ever hear of one called a divanette?
Nope.
I wouldn't have expected you to. How about a piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in?
A chest. I haven't seen that.
Suppose it has a mirror.
What do we call that? I would still say a chest.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say dresser or...
Ah, dresser. Yeah.
What's the difference?
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. You'd say chest.
I'd say chest,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, how about the, the little built-in room where you hang clothes is called?
Closet.
If you didn't have one, what sort of a movable piece of furniture might you have?
I don't know.
You see them in Europe a lot, I think. In old hotels.
A rod?
It's a piece of furniture, a great big sort of cabinet that you hang your clothes in when you don't have a built-in closet.
What would one call that over here? Armoire, because I had one in France, but would we say that here, would we? An armoire?
Well, that word is used. It's usually like, pronounced armor or
yes,
armoire.
Yes, but I usually think of an armoire as something for dishes.
Oh.
That's why I am over here, but
have you ever heard of a chiffarobe or a chiffonier?
I thought a chiffarobe. What'd you say, chiffarobe? In To Kill a Mockingbird, what was the thing that Tom Robinson was supposed to come in and cut up for the girl he was accused of raping? That's the first and only time I remember hearing this term used.
Gee, okay.
I have to see the film.
Or read the book.
Yes.
If it's the same in the book as it is in the film. Did you ever hear, you probably have heard the word wardrobe for that?
Wardrobe, yes. I've heard it. But again, that...
But you really don't have a name for that piece of furniture?
No, it doesn't come to me, yeah.
Okay, then the things that hang at the window to keep out the lights that are on rollers go up and down?
Shades.
And what about the ones with the little metal slats that open
and
close?
Yeah, Venetian blinds.
Okay. And the room at the top of the house just under the roof?
Attic.
Did you ever hear an older name for attic?
Garret.
Okay.
But in my home we said attic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
And a room that you might keep them in? Not really worthless, I suppose, but things that you... have no place for?
Lord, basement is probably where one would store that. I don't have a room as such.
If you had a room for it, would you call it anything?
No, nothing comes to my mind.
Okay. I've said this word so many times, it's hardly any point in asking for it, but the general name for tables, chairs, sofas, and all those things is?
Furniture.
Okay, good. Speaking of daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning? She
straightens up, cleans the house, straightens up. What she does every morning is to straighten up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you sweep with that's not electric?
It could be a broom. One would sweep with a broom or use a carpet sweeper for, mm-hmm. for rugs.
Yeah, that's right. And this one is sometimes hard to get, but if the broom were in the corner and then the door were open so that it were hiding the broom, you would say the broom is where in relation to the door?
Behind.
Would you do the whole phrase?
The broom is behind the door?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Okay,
years ago on Monday, women usually did their...
Laundry.
Okay, and could you divide laundry into its general parts? What's the first step in doing your laundry?
Sorting. Washing.
Okay.
Drying. Ironing.
Okay, that gets everything. Then how do you get from the first floor to the second floor?